It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I want you to podcast with me, you crazy bitch. Do you like me? Do you like me, you crazy bitch?
Yes, you fucking pig. Fucking podcast with me.
Podcast with me, you crazy.
You crazy bitch.
You crazy bitch.
You crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch. You better podcast with me.
Oh, we have a Messica instead of a Messica this season.
We love it. I think everybody should have been on her level, though. A little disappointing.
Yeah. But I'm
thinking about their mom a little too much for my taste at these parties.
Oh, my God. Please, just could you get sloshed and not talk about your mom for 2 seconds?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my mom this, my mom that.
Mommy issues, all of them.
Get over it.
Yeah. Speaking of parents. Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Where's my phone? I'm getting breaking news in my earpiece. We have surpassed 1,000 Instagram followers.
Bravo! Happy New Year, everybody.
Wow, we did it.
The meme lords have won. We did it. And that means we've been saying this since. You know, when we first started this, we opened up our Instagram account. We had about seven followers, I think, is what we started with. And we said if we ever get to 1,000, that's when we're retiring.
We're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up. It's the last episode, everybody. We're not even going to do the live finale. Thank you for getting us to 1,000.
Thank you.
We're going to start doing cool advertisements. You know, Mr. 1,000 is what we're going to be calling ourselves, opening up sports bars and all that. It's going to be great.
For those of you that got us here, thank you. And for those of you that didn't but listened to us beg for followers, we didn't need you anyway.
Yeah.
But it's not too late. It's not too late to still follow if you didn't know that.
What is that?
Where does it keep coming from?
I'm getting another bit of news in my news piece. My ear's news piece. This is our 250th episode that we're recording.
Get the hell out of here. Are you kidding me?
Episode 250.
This is what a milestone.
What a milestone. 250, baby. The big 250 with the zero after it. 250.
Wow.
And it'll be our last, but 250. What a great number to go out on.
That's right. Not a single good joke told in 250 episodes.
If you look on your podcast app, it'll say 243. That's because we moved 7 of them over to our Patreon. But this is our 250th recorded for Reality Alert. So it's 250 that we've recorded. It's a big 250.
We're pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're pretty incredible.
This is crazy. We're like the Cal Ripken of podcasting is what we are. We're going for attendance record.
Yes, we are. We never stop.
We never stop. Except
until
for now.
After
now
today,
that we hit 1,000.
Yeah, now we can rest.
Now we can retire.
To never podcast again.
Wait, am I hearing something again? What is that? Is it coming again? What? I'm getting something in my news earpiece now.
In your news earpiece?
Oh my god, did we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube as well? Oh my god.
So many things happened this weekend. 500 on YouTube. Wow.
500. Yeah.
Wow. Halfway to monetization, baby.
We did say we'd retire at 1,000. So now I'm confused. because we hit 1,000 on Instagram, but not on YouTube.
We'll now only post episodes. We'll continue podcasting, but just on YouTube.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're gonna have to do.
We'll do half episodes on
YouTube. I think this means we have to start doing Mr. Beast type videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll extend in a circle and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see what different types of buses are the best kinds of buses. We'll ride the RTD, and then we'll do a party bus, and we'll do like a school bus. We'll do all of those. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Really fun.
Laura in the chat says she just joined the Patreon. Congratulations, Laura. It's sad because we're quitting, but
yeah. So probably the worst time to join, Laura.
Definitely.
Probably the worst.
All right. Well, let's go out with a bang and talk about some Love is Blind.
Let's do it.
We got 2 days to wedding start. And do you know what I noticed? It finally rained in Seattle. Finally, Seattle felt like Seattle.
Finally.
I know. You know,
there was no rain. People weren't drinking coffee out of their Starbucks cups. Nobody's wearing a Mariners jersey. It's very upsetting to me.
Do you know why it wasn't raining for a lot of the filming? Because we weren't even in Seattle. We were in fucking Portland.
Yeah.
We're as we know, based on all the songs about Portland, it's sunshine every day.
Right. Definitely does not rain in Portland.
There's so many songs about Portland. You know those songs.
Yeah.
Sunshine in Portland. Ooh.
You know what? Why I think the rain happened? It was God crying because Marshall and Jackie broke up.
Yeah, I felt that. I really felt that they were missing from this episode. Why couldn't they have gone to the Bachelor and Bachelorette parties?
Yeah, I don't get it. And why wasn't Irina at the Bachelorette party?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking
like, hey, we got one of the most entertaining characters we've had in all four seasons here, and we're not going to invite her to the Bachelorette party and let her get sloppy with Micah. Come on.
Yeah, where was Shayna?
Yeah, please. Why not?
Why wasn't Shayna there too?
Where was Shake at the Bachelorette?
Yeah, why didn't they show up? Flying everyone.
Shane, why not? Bartiz, yeah, bring them
Jessica,
all.
Bring everybody in. Where was Francesca from Perfect Match? Do what to handle.
Jessica, feed her baby in her womb wine. You know, be great.
Yeah, whenever they would like get through cycling through all the couples, I'd be like, something is missing. What is missing? And then I'd be like, oh yeah, a couple broke up. But that doesn't mean we don't get to see them. I'd be like, why couldn't like at least Jackie and Josh show up to the party? I don't know. Something weird. Something should have happened.
Well, you would think that they'd still be involved in the party just because they're still friends with all those people. You know, like you'd still go to a bachelorette party if you're friends with them.
Well, I think Marshall would be too devastated and not want to think about marriage. And I think maybe everybody else was kind of like, maybe we don't like Jackie. You know, she calls people peasants.
Well, you know, that's very selfish thinking. Because
she likes Josh.
They're not thinking about the viewers when they.
Yeah. Those things, well, the producers weren't thinking about the viewers.
Yeah, they never do. Do they?
So we get this conversation between Chelsea and Kwame. They're on the bed, and Chelsea says she was excited to marry Kwame, but last night he said it was important that Chelsea didn't take his last name until he got his mom's blessing. I think Kwame is really trying to get out of this wedding, out of this marriage.
It really seems like he's just looking for any and every excuse in the book at this point.
Yes. And he's using the mom card.
He's like, I have a blue car. You have a silver car. I just don't know if it's going to work out. You know, I like pizza and you don't. So this is going to, I'm sorry. We just can't do this.
Oh, it turns out I have a teeth cleaning scheduled right at the same time as our wedding, and it's really hard to get in with my dentist. So I just don't know if this is going to work out. Maybe we shouldn't get married.
It's so hard to find a good dentist. It's so hard to find a good one.
Chelsea says, you have this whole idea that our marriage is going to be hard, laborious, and tough. I want you to see joy. I'm like, Chelsea, you see everything that we see.
Yeah.
But you still want to marry this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Chelsea delusional, Ben?
I think a little bit. A little bit. I think she's desperate. Oh, that sounded bad coming out of my mouth, but I think she just wants
to get married.
To get married. She wants to get married so bad.
She's forcing
it.
She's delusional because she just wants to marry anyone, kind of. I think she has some standards, and Kwame fits those standards, but yeah, he fits well enough. So she's pushing him across the finish line.
There's a lot of walls up, that's for sure, from Kwame. And either she's just completely oblivious or she is ignoring it and she's in denial.
Yeah. She says, maybe
we're nuts and they're going to get married.
Oh, they're sane. These people are sane. Chelsea's sane.
Love is Blind is literally gaslighting us. Stop gaslighting us, Netflix.
Yeah.
Maybe we are crazy. I don't know. I thought I was crazy when Colleen and Matt got married last season. And here we are.
They're still together.
They're still together. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I have this clip from Kwame and Chelsea talking about approaching the altar.
Listen, when we get up to that altar, it comes down to the decision that will make us both happiest. So I just want to make sure that we're both happy going into it.
Oh, but this does not sound good.
Of course. Why wouldn't we be happy?
Don't do that. Stop that. Don't do that. I'm just saying, look, we're making a decision. It's a big decision. We're just considering all the factors of what goes into that.
Of course. Okay. If you didn't make me the happiest I've ever felt in my entire fucking life, I would not be here. I would not be marrying you. I'm here for you, right? You know that, right?
I know.
You can lean on me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, those two sound really, they sound really on the same page, guys, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, this is like, it sounds like not only does he not like her, he hates her. Like, that's what it sounds like.
That's what Maria's been talking about since episode 4.
But like, what if that's like just his personality? Like, what
that
if
he hates
that's just
her?
Like, well,
his personality is hating Chelsea.
What if he's just like that grumpy all the time? I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. The Matt and Colleen thing. I'm still like, is he gonna say yes? I still think there's a chance.
There's definitely a chance,
a huge chance.
But it just seems like Chelsea is pulling him across the aisle. Like he's like, yes, I just think we need to think about this because I hate you. And Chelsea's like, this is spiritual. The bonds were spiritual.
Yeah. If we sacred. She said sacred.
If we don't do this, Atlantis will sink below the ocean floor.
The fate of the world is resting on our shoulders, Kwame.
Yes, the sun will swallow the earth.
The Mayan calendar.
Season 5.
The Mayan calendar ends if we don't get married.
Yeah, he just wants to make sure they're both happy. And she's like, but I'm happy. So why does it matter if you're happy? I'm happy if we get married. That's what matters, Kwam. This is a good comment.
What if she said he could play Xbox and jerk off all the time? Are we starting to get somewhere if she gives a little leeway, huh?
That's delusional. That's okay. This is a great comment. Chelsea loved his singing, so yes, he's delusional. Thank you, Sonia, in the chat. That she's delusional. Yes. She is marriage delusion.
Barbie, there's lots of Kens out there. Just one. It's okay.
Let's get to Bliss and Zach. They're in the hot tub. Okay. Ooh.
I think her scene. Her dad got in her head a little bit in this one, huh? Maybe just a bit.
Yeah, she says it will be weird in a few days because we will be married or not married. Whoa.
What? Oh, here she goes again. God. With, you know, she likes to put out the cookie and then pull it back right as they're reaching.
Yeah. She still says she's concerned about this whole second choice thing. And Zach says, if I'm engaged, I'm committed to you. And she's like, I don't want you to be committed to the decision, though. I want to be committed to me. And Zach's like, isn't being committed to a decision what marriage is?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A legal contract.
And mm-hmm. She says, it's okay to change your mind. I think she's pulling back a little bit.
Yeah. Like I said, I think the dad stuff is fully in her head now.
Yeah, it's like talking to somebody out of the situation in the realm of sanity can be a good wake-up call.
Yeah, well, you know, it's we've talked about this many times. Love is Blind and the pod specifically are very cult-like, and it takes some de-brainwashing once they get back home to their families and friends. They need a little, yes, little bit of de-brainwashing.
They just don't get it. Her dad didn't get it. Her dad doesn't understand love. He doesn't understand anything.
No. I love that she was like, you should have told my dad the number of days. You should have.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you gonna say, like a year?
Yeah, you should have said we've known each other for 8 years, and
since we were kids. Dad, he was our next door neighbor. You don't even remember.
We're high school sweethearts. Tiffany and Brett. Tiffany meets Brett's dad and brother. I really liked when Brett's dad calls Tiffany a hooker. Did you like that? I thought that was charming.
Wait, I didn't hear that part.
He says, how much did you pay to get a woman like that?
Oh, no. I don't think he meant it like that.
How did he mean it, Ben? When you say, how much did you pay to get a woman like that?
I think it was more.
What does that mean?
I think he was trying to compliment how beautiful she was, but in a very stupid way.
Ben, I don't know what that I don't quite understand, Ben.
Otherwise, I thought her dad,
Ben,
was
he
sweet,
called her,
her dad was a sweet, his dad was a sweetheart. Otherwise, would you agree?
He called her a hooker. Not that there's anything wrong with being a hooker or a sex worker. Right. Which is what I would call a sex worker, but he called her a hooker.
And Zach calls them strippers. Yeah.
Yeah. He calls fully clothed burlesque dancers strippers.
Strippers. Yeah. I don't think I don't think he knows what his mom did. I know. his mom was probably a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
He was a stripper. I don't think he understands dance. I really don't. Yeah, she comes home from her Nutcracker recital and he's like, turning tricks again, Mom. Yeah.
Spinning around. Having men throw you around up in the air. Doing things with your feet for money. I heard you're very flexible.
Oh. She's maybe she was a firefighter. he got the pole thing confused.
Yeah, I think he's just very confused. can we trust Zach's analysis on anything?
I don't know. I don't know.
Britt's dad says, us men folk need someone who is understanding.
You're making me look at his dad in a whole new light now.
Yeah, he's like, I'm really glad you chose such an understanding hooker to be your wife. That's what he said.
Jesus
Christ. He said it flat out. I'm quoting. I'm reading from my notes. That's what he said. I can't believe he said that to his son. Right in front of Tiffany. I mean, at least pull him aside and say that.
I can't believe this is the road we're going down with.
How much did you pay to get a woman like that? All right. Anyway,
maybe he thought it was like paying the devil, like it was a deal with the devil, like he paid his soul.
Oh, like the devil's a pimp.
Yeah, it doesn't get better anyway. You try to cut it.
Anyway, it was Angus who stole the show when he just asked him if he approved of his hairdo, which I think we all do. His hair is sick.
Yeah.
The hair, the beard, everything.
Yeah.
I think
it would have been funnier if he was bald and asked that question.
Yeah, that would have been really funny. I think that's why you missed the whole hooker thing, because you were just staring at his hair the whole time. Being like, I approve. Damn.
He was hilarious. I did like the brother really shined in his 5 minutes on camera.
Yeah. Okay. No, I really liked them.
I liked his whole family. His whole family, minus the sex worker talk from the dad.
Yes.
I thought the dad was actually very sweet and endearing aside from that. But now I'm looking at him a little
different. He just has a little bit to work on.
Those boomers.
Those boomers and their hooker.
There's something else. There's something else, I tell you.
Micah and Paul. Wow, these two have convinced themselves that they love each other, haven't they?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm like in the bathroom and I'm like, I miss you. And then we like make jokes to each other about how much we miss each other. Oh, what do these two have in common? Like, what do they talk about besides the fact that they like each other and joke around? Like
forging for one. They both live in Seattle. Well, wait, no. Shoot. What else do they have in common?
Do they have shared...
Oh, well, she is his mom. She's just like his mom.
Oh, okay. No, so there's that. Sense. I mean, they did seem almost kind of cute together. They seemed to like each other. I was like almost kind of buying into it. There's just something a little off, right? It feels false.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked when... he's pulling out all of his clothes. He only has one. He's like got one shirt. He's got like one of everything except for knives and Craigslist.
Yeah.
And that's when he has multiples of things, but not underwear or.
Well, shirt. You know, with knives, sometimes when you're carving up the rib cage, one will get stuck there and it will kind of like break up when you're in between the third and the fourth rib. And then you'll need another knife.
You need another one when you're killing someone.
You got
to dig out the other knife with a
knife. Yeah, with the other knife. So you can never have too many knives.
But that's so annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why. But yeah, the relationship just, I don't know. I think it's because he's so unemotional that I just can't.
Paul is a little bit similar to Kwame sometimes in that I feel like a tough read, just a very tough read in terms of like, is this your personality or are you just completely disinterested? it's really hard to tell.
Yeah, but Kwame is a lot more honest.
He is. He says, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And Paul talks in gobbledygook. So, you know, I have no idea what the fuck Paul is ever thinking or saying.
But I know what he's thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Violent thoughts.
Violent thoughts.
Have we heard from Shelby since the show stopped filming? Do we know if she's alive?
I'm worried. She on Instagram? Hopefully she'll be at the reunion. You know, like at 90 Day Fiancé, they'll bring in the friends. I hope that they'll start bringing in the friends.
Oh my God. Could we bring in lie detector tests too?
Please.
Please.
But Ben. We're gonna have some fun now. Oh, bachelor party and bachelorette party.
We're gonna have some fun.
Now.
These parties were They were all right.
They could have been a little more sloshy.
Multiple, only one location. What? No party bus?
Take us to the the fisherman's area where I want to see them all drunk and throwing large fish to each other at the market.
Top of the Space Needle. What could they go to the original Starbucks, the Microsoft factory,
or any Starbucks?
Yeah,
just go to any Starbucks. Go to a Starbucks in Portland. Maybe go to Portland.
Yeah, why didn't they go to
Portland? Most people live in Portland. Maybe go to go up there.
Portlandia filming tour.
Maybe a Scottsdale bar in Arizona would be cool if everybody went there.
I'm sure they had an awesome after party that we didn't get to see. I'm sure.
Yeah. Where there's all sorts of drama and guys hitting on other women that aren't their fiancés.
Yeah.
Sure.
Brett was very offended that someone handed him a rum and coke. He does not do brown liquor, people.
I'm a man after my own heart. I don't do it either.
No brown liquor for... Do you think this is going to come up at the wedding? Like he's going to accidentally drink brown liquor and then he's going to get too drunk.
An old-fashioned fountain. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna accidentally... This should not be happening at a wedding.
Yeah,
he's
going to
cancel the wedding.
What the coming up on scene.
There's old-fashioned fountain.
This should not be happening. There should be no brown liquor at my wedding.
And my shirt is under-detailed.
Just watch it. The context of that clip is going to be like, this should not be happening. Me being able to marry the most amazing, beautiful, perfect woman of all time. I love her so much. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be... We're done or anything like that. It's just boring.
The women go to a bar that it kind of looks like a discovery zone or something. Like
the
decoration of this place? What was happening? What is this
like a
location?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese or I don't know. It's very, very interesting. I didn't know that Bliss could have such a vocal range. I did not edit that sound clip, okay? I did not. I swear. Ben,
That sounded like a... I should get my bird app out because that sounded like a red-breasted chickadee, actually.
Do you even know what she said?
Well, you know, who knows what birds are actually saying. But play it one more time. Yeah, that sounds like a chickadee. Oh, is that a pig? There's a pig. A pig came in. The bird called in the pig.
Tiffany squeal. Yep, she's saying, you haven't seen me since I got engaged. Yep, that's literally, that did not touch it at all.
I love it.
It's just weird because she's normally so monotone and not excited. And then she so excited to see her friends. I've never seen her that excited to talk to Zach.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's extra. She owns being extra.
Yeah, she does.
So she's going to extra make this man marry her who doesn't want to marry her.
That's right. and upend his life to Seattle and quit playing Xbox. Yep, it's done.
So over at the bachelor party, we get this very modest burlesque dancer in a full dress with a boa. She's on the stage, kind of doing her thing, and Zach and Kwame are like, "Oh, we can't look at this. Our eyes. We must avert our eyes."
And Zach's like, "I know I'm a criminal defense lawyer, but I'm pretty sure this is illegal."
Oh, I bet Brett paid for this, knowing his history. Yeah, so Zach said his mother was a stripper, so he can't look.
Yeah, he can't even look at a woman with her clothes off. He doesn't like anyone to take their clothes off because it makes him think of his mom.
If someone takes off their jacket, he gets really mad.
Yeah, whereas Paul, it's like the opposite reaction. It's like anyone that reminds him of his mom, he gets really excited by it. So
they have an interesting dynamic. Zach gets turned on by women putting on their clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, Barracuda. Okay. So let's get to Chelsea and Kwame. Chelsea is like, you know, this is what she always does when she sees someone. She's like, "This man never saw my face or met me. It's amazing. This show is called Love is Blind. Have you heard of it? I'm on the fourth season." And they're like, "Yes, you told us this five times." Her friends are like, "Does he love Rocky though? And does his mom approve? And will she let you take his last name? Yeah. Will this happen?
Please? Please?" And
Chelsea's like, "It doesn't matter.
He loves Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4, but not 5. He loves the Creed franchise too, but he doesn't like Rocky 5.
Kwame's friends bring up moving to Seattle, and we have a couple sound clips to play. I want to play this first one.
"Listen, my April to my August are shirtless jogging months. Shut off, soccer. Run, bop, 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 bop. Soccer right after, okay?
Not in Seattle.
Not in Seattle.
First call. Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, they're meant for each
other.
Talking
about Baba.
Ba, 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 ba.
He's got Baba on the brain, everybody. He's talking shit about Seattle. He's trying to talk about how he wants to talk about running shirtless months, but all he can think about is
his precious
Chelsea's Baba is now his Baba.
He's in his head, man. She's in his fucking head, man.
Baba, ba, ba, ba,
ba. Ba, 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 ba,
ba. Ba, ba, ba. I'm running, and all I can think about is ba, 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 ba,
ba, ba, ba, ba, ba, ba.
I'm getting suffocated. Even when I try to run, all I can think about is
ba, 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 ba.
We're fucking, and all I see is
ba, 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 ba.
I don't want to be walking down that aisle, and she's going to be wearing
ba, 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 ba.
If they don't get together the first night where he's like back at his own place, sleeping in his own bed without her, he's going to be like freezing. He's going to have like the temperature up to like 90, and he's going to be like, "I don't understand. What's different? What's different?" And then he's going to be like, "Oh, wait.
Ba, 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 ba."
Yeah, I love him trying to act like the climate is so different in Seattle than Portland. It's like the two cities in the country that are most famous for like pretty much having the same weather of rain all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kwame then he roasts Seattle hard, and I heard that the city of Seattle is still not over this.
I'll be honest, I know Seattle's gonna hate me for this, but like, Seattle, you're overpriced. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are Lamar Odom with Michael Jordan prices. You're not that great.
Jade at Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom, excuse me, but Lamar Odom is a Lamar Odom was a treasured member of the Celebrity Big Brother.
So. Yeah, okay. He literally shit the bed. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right. He did.
He's a celebrity bed shitter. Okay.
What have you done, Kwame? Have you shit the bed yet?
Have you shit the bed on reality TV? No.
Have you shit the baba? Why not?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, shots fired at Seattle. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, it is overpriced, though. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's in every major city.
Yeah.
I think Portland's overpriced, too, right?
Like, no.
No.
Everything's relative. His friends say, you're saying yes, right? And Kwame just laughs. So...
Yo, you are so funny. You're my favorite comedian.
I was waiting for it. He's got the Seth Rogen laugh. If Seth Rogen was trying to fake his laugh,
yeah,
sounds like.
Zach is talking to his friends, and he says once again that the signs are there because they both had "I hope you dance" on their wedding list, and his friends say it's not a mainstream song because they haven't heard of it. It is a mainstream song. It is a very popular wedding song, usually reserved for fucking first dances, because it is literally called "I Hope You Dance." This is not a special thing for you. It means that you are generic and not creative, Zach and Bliss. It is a very typical wedding song. It does not make you special. This is not a special thing between you two. The Owls thing is more unique, and that is not unique. Drop the fucking "I Hope You Dance" thing, for fuck's sake.
What is this song? I've never heard of it before.
God fucking damn it. Me and Elsie sang it for you.
Really? What is it again?
We sang it for you.
Say it again. What is it?
I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you I hope you dance. Yeah. Apparently I wasn't singing it though, but you know, that's close enough.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard that song.
Very well, it's, you know, you haven't heard a lot of songs.
When I go to weddings, I hear the, you know, the songs I think.
Here Comes the Bride.
Here Comes the Bride. Shout, you know, songs like that. That's what I'm used to hearing.
Well, they need to drop it. It's a common wedding song. Get over it. He's like, she wants to wear white as the wedding dress. And, you know, like, I've always imagined my bride wearing white, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wants to wear a wedding dress at her wedding, and I've dreamed for my whole life that my bride would be wearing.
I've always imagined an aisle that she would walk down, and I'd be standing at an altar, and she would come to me.
I know. I'm a little quirky. I know.
What are the odds?
I like weird things. Sue me.
It's crazy. We might have an organ player, and they would play Here Comes the Bride. I don't know. That'd be crazy.
These are some of the kooky ideas I come up with in my head sometimes.
We might have an officiant. Bliss says it's scary to make a lifelong commitment, and she says she hopes she wakes up in the morning and knows what she's going to do. Oh, we have a commenter saying, I've never heard of what Max was singing either to Ben. Well, if you guys haven't heard the song, you can go marry Zach and Bliss, okay? Go marry Zach and Bliss. She says she
it's
the only solution.
Thank you, everybody, by the way, for having my back. I appreciate it.
You're also
Max is a gaslighter. He's a gatekeeper. He's
special and unique.
I appreciate this. Gatekeeper of wedding songs.
Everyone knows it.
I love that. I love that idea of someone gatekeeping wedding songs.
We all use it. We've all used it. We're all gonna use it. She says she hopes up in the morning knowing what she's gonna do, Bliss, you know, but she does feel Zach is her person. She's trying to confuse us. She doesn't want us to know.
I think she's confused herself. That's for
sure. Yeah.
It's funny. All these people, they think of their parents when they think about their spouses. You know, Bliss thinks about her dad. Paul thinks about his mom. Zach thinks about his mom. You know, this whole Freud thing might have some legs, is all I'm saying.
Great man, Dr. Freud.
Great man.
Brett and Tiffany. Brett says he's never been in love before.
Oh.
Brett. Is that a red flag? You're marrying somebody in 20 days.
No, not if he's feeling it. Not if he's feeling it now, because, you know, I feel like maybe Tiffany has reaffirmed what he believes love is for him.
I don't know.
I do. I'm buying into Brett and Tiffany. I buy into it 100%. I think they are like a Cameron and Lauren. I think they did fall in love pretty quickly.
Cameron and Lauren have been in love before. Why hasn't he ever been in love before? What's going on? Huh? Why is he falling in love now? Why did it take reality TV to fall in love? Huh? What's going on here? Huh? I was buying in until now. Now I want to know why he's never been in love before.
Max is a love truther.
What's going on? Tiffany says she's met her match, but her friends are concerned that they won't be able to handle conflict because they've been in the honeymoon stage so intensely. Also fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they haven't
it's
had...
about right. It's about right.
They haven't had any challenges because they've just been, you know, putting on... They've been so everything is to be perfect. We're not worried about anything, you know. And then they're just jumping straight into marriage without any conflict.
Yeah, and it's going to come up. And they know it.
No, it won't. No, it won't. Not for them.
At some point, it's going to be one too many hooker comments from Brett.
No, then he can just keep paying her off. He can just keep giving her more money. It's going to be fine.
Brett, you're spending more time in the metaverse than you are in the real universe. You know, we need to be a little balance here. Those are Brett, the only problems I could see coming up. It's just metaverse issues.
Brett, you're spending a little bit too much money on luggage. I know I said I wouldn't care, but, you know, come on. You know, Paul really has a way with words.
To make a lifelong commitment based on the amount of data that I have would accrue just a tremendous amount of risk.
You know, that's true. We didn't think about all the, you know, in science, you have to give enough room for the variables, you know, to come.
Yes.
And you can have all the data in the world, but you gotta look at those variables too.
I'm glad that he accrued the data. So is he saying that he shouldn't get married? Because it seems like he's saying that he should, but based on this sentence, it seems that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it seems that he's all in, but he's saying that to make a lifelong commitment based on the amount of data that I have would accrue a high amount of risk. But he's saying that I want to get married.
It's really hard to understand.
But, you know, logic begins where love ends. Or love begins where logic ends?
Yes.
We'll
go with that.
Yes.
It sends chills down your spine, though, you know, how romantic it is, what he just said.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I hope he shares his lab results as his vows at the altar.
He will. his friends are just like, bro, stop nerding it up, man. Like, come on. Come on, dude. I'm trying to have a beer. Come on, bro. Come on, man. He actually says that him and Micah look at the world the same way.
Oh, wow. So,
she kills people too?
A little bit. Yeah, I was just going to say. Ooh.
Ooh.
This could be fun.
Yes.
Now, this is a spinoff I'd be into.
This is like when Joe meets love on you. You know what I'm talking about, guys? Oh, yeah. Micah and Shelby and Ruby are drunk. Hey, Ruby. And Micah FaceTimes Paul. Isn't that fun?
You crazy bitch.
You crazy bitch.
You crazy bitch.
You crazy bitch. I love you, Paul. Isn't he great?
What's your body count at, you crazy bitch? How many of you fucking slaughtered?
You know you're only the third person that I've slept with.
No! How many people have you killed? I want to tell Shelby so she'll like you more.
She said she couldn't even see you killing one person. she said you didn't have the courage to kill one.
They kept talking about how they were gonna go over and crash the bachelor party, and then they didn't. And I was
why
really
not?
Disappointed. I know. Don't tease us like that. The producer should have been like, "Hop in the car. We'll drive you over." But they were probably drunk too.
They probably found out that there were like prostitutes at the bachelor party. Zach probably told them all.
Yeah, they're probably like,
there's illegal things happening here.
Yeah. Come on. You know, I have to say that I didn't think that Shelby was too bad here, and I kind of agreed with her. Just saying, I was Team Shelby a bit in this scene. She said,
"You weren't Team Shelby before?"
No, I was Team Shelby in terms of entertainment.
Yes.
Always. But in terms of her saying, Shelby was saying, "You don't know this guy," uh-huh, and saying, like, she says, "You don't know after 2 months." And Micah's like, "Just support me. You should support me, you crazy bitch." And then Shelby says, "I might be pissed off, but I'll still support you. You don't know him." Hey, huh. Sounds like a good friend to me.
Yeah.
Overall, Shelbs is being a good friend. I think Shelbs is getting a lot of flack and a lot of hate. Sounds like a good friend to me. Somebody should be being honest to Mike and not just being like, "We support you for marrying this guy that you don't know." You know?
Do you want to know what a good friend doesn't do? They don't hijack your birthday party to make it a welcome my new fiance party.
That's yes.
What do.
Yeah, exactly. Shelby's a real one. Shelby's a good friend. Micah's a bad friend.
I'll just take it another level. She's a good person.
She's just I'm going to vote for her for president.
She's a saint. Oh, really? I was going to vote for, I'm still voting for Mr. Beast. So.
No, Mr. Beast.
But I mean, if Shelby runs as his vice president.
If Shelby runs.
But it'll probably be Carl. It'll probably be Carl.
Well, I was seeing if I could get her to be Pope. I actually think that would be
the next
Pope.
I could be that.
Pope, Dalai Lama, any kind of a spiritual leader. I think she should be all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe queen of the world?
Her meeting with different huge influential leaders in the world and going, "This isn't it, honey. This isn't it, okay?
I might be pissed off, but I still support all of you.
Putin, this war in Ukraine, this isn't it. I still support you.
Like, you're crazy, bitch.
Like, you're crazy, bitch, Putin."
That was a banger. That was a banger.
Woo. I'm in a puddle. Oh my God.
Ben, Yeah. It is Christmas morning, but times 100. Because it is Chelsea's wedding.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Do you think it was something else?
I thought you had like 100 presents for me.
It's Chelsea's wedding!
But I thought you had presents.
It's Chelsea and some guy's wedding!
Okay. I just thought you had presents, so.
It's Chelsea's wedding.
Okay. Thought you had presents.
She's been preparing her whole life to marry this guy.
Ken. Yeah.
Ken.
It's amazing.
Oh, check out the most talented man she's ever met.
Check out Barbie in theaters July 21st. Noah Baumbach, Greta Gerwig, Ryan Gosling. Okay.
Did you see her bouquet? Did you see her bouquet?
Beautiful.
I was happy about the all pink bridesmaids dresses. That
had to be something. Yeah.
Magical.
She was wearing her pink shoes, right?
Yeah, it wasn't enough for me. I couldn't see them all the time, you know?
Yeah. I remember you told me you bought binoculars. You were looking on the TV hoping to see them. Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked Kwame's sister. Great energy. Really liked her.
Oh, she was so sweet. What a sweetie.
Yes, very sweet.
I loved when Kwame starts already talking about if they don't get married, then it's booking a flight to Vegas. And I thought, but isn't Vegas where you go to get married? Is he going to marry somebody else in Vegas? He's like, I'm getting married no matter what.
Yeah, he says that's the place to be single. Yes, that's what he, it was very weird.
Oh, that's the place to get married by Elvis. I don't understand.
Yeah. But I think you can, I don't know.
No, it's for married couples, Vegas.
Okay.
It's where you go get married by Elvis.
She says that if she's either going to marry this man or this is going to be the biggest disappointment of my life.
Yeah. One or the other.
Kwame's brother and sister.
So wait a minute. Hold on. The greatest disappointment of her life, huh? The greatest disappointment of her life.
Was there another
one? What about 9/11?
I'm
just saying.
Didn't give a shit.
That she didn't care about that?
No, there was a lot of things that she didn't care about. She wasn't disappointed.
That wasn't disappointing to her?
Well, I don't think it wasn't she just wasn't disappointed. Like okay, so disappoint, she was upset about it, but she wasn't like looking forward to something that day and then that ruined it for her.
See, I was disappointed. You know, I think I was disappointed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think she was though.
Yeah,
she didn't wake up that day.
Hold on, that's fucked up.
She didn't wake up that day thinking she was going to marry America.
Right. Like the rest of us.
Yes.
Right. Like true patriots.
Yes. We're not delusional. At one point, Chelsea thinks her lip color is too dark and she makes it lighter. Maybe more pink? Did anyone catch that? Oh. When she made her lips pink because they were too dark? Oh, she did.
Wow. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. No, okay, she let's get to the wedding. Check how ominous this fucking music
I love
was.
The ominous music. Oh my God.
I was like, is someone going to like come out? Like, is Paul going to come out from the fucking bushes?
Yeah, I can't stab somebody.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Maybe like, Kwame was just playing Xbox in the other room with his groomsmen.
Yeah, he was just playing Call of Duty.
It was this last season.
I just thought they were going to play this, and then all of a sudden we were going to hear... Oh my god, a fucking raccoon!
Finally, thank god.
Wherever they picked to have these weddings was beautiful, by the way. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Mountains and shit. Wow.
Seattle's pretty. It's a pretty place.
Before it starts, Barbara says, his sister says, everything you've asked and prayed for is here. But we learned before the wedding started that Kwame hasn't prayed in like 15 years or something. So is that why all he has is an Xbox? Because he probably prayed for one 15 years ago.
Pray for that. And, you know, the lotion, the jacking off.
Yeah, that's all I prayed for. That's why it's all he has.
That's all he needs.
Yeah. I want you to hear how excited Kwame is to get married.
My biggest fear is that we crash and burn. We jump off of a cliff and don't have a parachute, don't have a safety net, nothing works. And then we implode. That's a pretty scary moment. So we hope that we make the right choices.
Cut that music. It's just fantastic. Hans Zimmer actually scored it.
Yeah,
very cool. Very cool of Hans Zimmer to come out and do it.
He seems really excited to get married.
Oh yeah, and yet I still think he might say yes.
Oh yeah, it's definitely in the cards.
My god.
Well, you know, there's a 50-50 chance that he'll get married. He either will married or he won't get married.
Whereas with Bliss, it's 33% chance because she might still say maybe at the altar. She might.
That's true.
We'll see. Yeah.
Oh, so there's like a 25%?
It's like, 25% if you add the we'll see.
Yeah, wow.
So that one should be fun.
Yeah.
That might be the first time in history they postpone a wedding date to another day because Bliss says we'll see.
Trisha Ann says, not gonna lie, I fast forward till the end. I missed the whole wedding. Lucky you. I would probably do that if I wasn't recapping. A lot of this stuff is not worth watching. They seem really cordial and happy at the altar. I love how the officiant says, as they decide whether or not to become a married couple. I wish that was at every wedding ceremony, that like the priest or the officiant would go, you're gathered here today for this couple to decide whether or not they want to become a married couple or not.
Everybody's there in their nice clothes being like, well, they fucking better because we all took our Saturday to come here.
Yeah, it's like I just put $100 in that box and I put this gift on the registry, you know.
I got all these box games and lotion on the registry here.
This is a destination wedding. It'd be kind of weird.
Oh God! Could you imagine somebody saying no at a destination wedding? Well, for half the Love Is Blind cast, it is a destination wedding because they're all from Portland.
So. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's vows—they're talking about Jaguar and Moon to Jaguar. Had this ever come up before? Can we get some? Can we get a flash? What is this shit?
I don't know. She's.
I think she made it up on the spot.
This is astrology stuff again, right? Is this because we know she's into that?
Yeah, they added some new signs lately, so it's like Aries, Taurus, Moon, Jaguar, BMW, stuff cool. like that. Yeah, BMW. Yeah,
yeah. Toyota.
And you can tell Kwame really cares about this wedding because he didn't write anything down. He's just gonna say it on the spot.
Yeah,
remind me of my Xbox, and I guess I'll be leaving the lotion in Portland.
Yeah,
because you got some really good lotion.
He likes to wing it just like he did with that song. So I thought he was gonna break out a guitar, you know, start singing.
He's the most talented man I've ever seen on a reality show.
Now, this is a guy who's taken a couple of UCB improv classes, let me tell you what.
And I think he's a classically trained singer. He's very talented. Well, Chelsea says I do.
Shocker.
Shocker. But what will Kwame say? You'll have to tune into Love Is Blind next time and to hear what we predict Kwame will say we will have a definitive prediction. You'll hear Ben's prediction, my prediction, and my girlfriend Maria's prediction. You'll have to check that out on Love Center, our Patreon exclusive Love is Blind weekly recap. So you can check that out at patreon.com/realityalert. Starts at only $5. And included with that $5, you get access to over 50 podcast episodes. Patreon.com/realityalert. We're actually going to be recording this week's episode in about 15 minutes or so. And if you take out the second tier, you can access that through our Discord channel. We'll be recording live to our Discord channel. And should be
you'll fun. Get automatically added if you do that $10
yeah, automatically
one.
So, added.
So the there won't be any wait to be approved. So if you're trying to watch the Patreon live in 15 minutes, all you have to do is subscribe to that $10 one. You'll be right in the Discord and ready to go.
Yes.
So, yep.
So this is how things are going to go for the upcoming two episodes. So the finale comes out on Friday. And we are going to be recapping that Friday around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So we'll be live. And then Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I believe it's Eastern time.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So 8 p.m. Eastern time is when the reunion will go live. We will watch it live. And then we are going to be live on YouTube and Twitch right after the reunion within half an hour. So be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and Twitch. Turn on your notifications. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. We will let you know when we are going live, and you can join us live. Hit us up in the chat, and you can ask us questions. You can chat with us, and it'll be a totally fun time. If you're usually not available to like join us in the chat normally, come join us. It's going to be a party. It's going to be really, really fun. So we're going to be live right after the reunion. It's going to be awesome. So Pete, and that's youtube.com/realityalert. We're very excited for that.
It's going to be based on the way Jackie's tweeting. Whoa. It's going to be a crazy Wowzers. Live finale. Yeah. Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. Social media stuff from Jackie has been coming out. We can't talk about all of it, but some of it has been coming out this past week. We are going to be talking about that in this week's Love Center that we're coming up. We talk about social media. We talk about our predictions, and we talk about some of our favorite moments from the past week in Love Center. So that's going to be coming up. And we're talking about just in about 15 minutes on our Patreon. It's a great way to support the podcast. But for now, I think we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah. And thanks to everybody in the chat for chatting it up with us while we're live. Love it.
Yes. Okay.
Bye. See you Friday. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert. Ba 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 ba.